It's a real big issue for us because, as you know, we export 60% of all the beans we grow here in the U.S. 50% of those beans go to China. So one out of three rows of soybeans that we grow here goes to China. And in September, I was told by the Ministry of Commerce and the Ministry of Ag that it would cause retaliation against soybeans if we put tariffs on the Chinese steel and aluminum. Visited with Secretary Ross about that, and he didn't seem to care about what I had to say about it. So that was very, very disheartening as a producer and chairman of the Soybean Export Council. You know, he said, tell China that's fine, you buy your beans from somebody else. Go to South America and buy your beans from South America is what his thought is. He says, you'll pick up market share someplace else. But it takes a long time to build that relationship. Granted, if China did go and start buying all their soybeans from South America, it would open up markets. But you still have to develop those markets. It's going to have a major impact on us immediately. It's probably going to take months to a couple years to build up those relationships. It's going to cause South America to increase production. If China comes and starts buying all their beans from them, it'll only encourage increase in production there. And it's going to drive up our steel prices here in the U.S., which is going to hurt us. You know, he's doing it to protect the manufacturing industry, but if it drives up the steel costs, if we go to buy equipment, we go to buy grain bins, anything like that is going to drive up our costs. So not only are we going to have depressed prices, we're going to, on our commodity grains and livestock, we're going to have increased prices in our inputs in our machinery and in grain storage and that type of thing as well.